looking for a speaker, invite us to come talk about mental health and suicide prevention. We are looking to partner with businesses and
Carson in that courtroom.
I'm from
it was
NYC,
very, very painful.
And you're listening
it was
to
reliving
WEXC,
Edson
Hudson,
death
Cat
all
skill.
Over again.
Do you
Only
have 17 cents a day to support a platform
a way,
for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local
before.
Youth on the air at
the
WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full
and
of music from around the world and around
I
your corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With
just
17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
It was very, very painful.
I can't even imagine. Why did you find it important to be there personally every day, even though you knew you were putting yourself through reliving the death of your son in this process? Why was it important for you to be there?
Because I want my grandkids to know that their grandma fought for them, for justice for their father.
It isn't worth the postage to send it.
There's
I
a
think
face
there should be
behind
Edson's
name.
Soon, if it
okay,
is the
there's
right
a
color.
Mother suffering. There's a wife
the truth
that's
of it is,
hurting. There's
I have
kids,
never really
brothers,
gotten down to real work
and family members that's
usually
in
get disgusted
pain.
With it and
but
lose
they
interest.
Could go on with their life,
watercolor
but
I like,
they have to
but
see
have never worked with it
pain.
Much. Although I feel I will
family.
Make an artist of
that's
some
one of
kind,
the, one of the many
I have
reasons,
never proven to myself nor anybody else that I have it in me
to be done.
What did you learn,
spirit play next,
if anything,
is,
about
all,
Abel Love's involvement in,
of,
say, the cover-up
of students of
the information through attending
He's a
this
Chinese
trial?
Student. He'd come to this country.
He played a major
Chu
part
Wen
of
Chung.
The covering up. He
name.
Played a major, major part.
I met him at the time
and
when Jim Tenney and I were both
the videotape and from all the witnesses.
He was very
witnesses,
quiet, very polite.
He wasn't alone.
Very exact.
He was able to do it
lyric.
Because he knew he had backup.
One piece of his
he
music
knew he
that's
had people behind him that will agree with him.
Actually, the
Patrick
only
Madden, Judge Nichols,
like
Jonathan
is,
Nichols. He has other people
record,
in higher power
enough,
that supports him,
of the
and
music of
he feels like he's above the
Manuel
law.
Depaya.
He could do whatever
and
he wants.
As an insert on this
what
record,
do you want the public to know about Edson
a Vox recording
and
came
this
a
process for accountability
both Grieg
in
and Defia to,
the killing of
listen.
Your son?
And
no matter what
we'll
it
start
looks like,
hearing
never
the voice of Deems Taylor. He's been
never
talking
give
about,
up. Even after
the
judge acquitted Joe Abelov,
says
I'm
a little
not
bit
giving
about
up.
Jazz at the beginning. Then he
I'm not giving up because
goes
the
out of
corruption
to give the
in
Rensselaer
County. It goes
piece
above
of music by this Chinese
Abelov,
student of Edgar
above
Burroughs,
Patrick
Chu
Madden. It goes above
so
them.
Be patient with Mr.
Because if you give up
for a couple of minutes,
then you say it's okay. You could do it to
the
next
the other
person.
Of the two
you could do it to
kind of
and our, as
is,
you could see,
jazz.
It's happening to
it
too many,
out that there are many
of our
jazz
sons,
who are
our brothers,
that
our husband.
It's
happening too,
when
too
it
much.
Is used as a basis
that
for
the killing
works, however,
of. Of our black men, because I first, because I didn't know nothing, I was like,
it is
you know,
to
it
see
could be a coincidence.
From the
but when you're reading all the,
details
of,
their to Western
of
musical systems,
how he murdered him, how he cornered him, and how he targeted
music
him,
by
our children are in jeopardy. I have
the
three more sons
Chinese
and grandsons.
Chu
I have
Chung
to stand up for them. I have to fight
the
for them.
States
I have to be in there in the front line.
Beautiful example.
When you say that you don't give up, Gertha Deepass, I know the legal options are sort of starting to run thin on this, but there's still an open civil suit. Is that correct?
Well, that's with my daughter-in-law, which I try not to get involved with that aspect of anything. That's her thing, you know, and try not to do anything or say anything to jeopardize that. Because my fight is mostly for justice, for the corruption to stop, for the police officer that was put there to protect our family, for them to have a conscience, have them to move the blinders.
In the light of these very things, beyond that so case, I know, which I understand that you don't want to touch on here today, are there the other legal paths for justice in this case,
Jim,
with your son at Synth Evident, or have those been exhausted?
To this young man, and he told me
I
that,
am going to keep on looking and searching.
Died.
I will not
I
give
her
up.
Too,
but above all,
Chinese girl and
my faith
they were.
And my God
and
that,
so
that I
Jim
serve
knew, this
and
had
I have
been
faith
so crushing
in.
A blow on him that
in the natural,
he
they
had
think
never
they got away
composed
with it. But
any
there's
other
a
music.
Higher power.
I hope
supernatural.
That's not true across
I will continue
a lifetime
to fight
for
natural,
him.
But I also will continue
his idea
to
was to make very brief, short pieces
there's
of
a
music.
Bigger, bigger lesson, a bigger
maybe,
picture
he had gone
this.
On under some
but
pressures
I'm
and
not
extended
giving
this.
Up.
I don't know.
I'm not giving
but
up.
I do remember just Gertha that
DePass.
Piece of tape.
Some people showed up outside of the courthouse every day for that nine-day trial with former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov. I wonder what your reaction was to having protests outside the courtroom. And then also, how can people in Troy continue to support you and your family in your fight for justice?
Artworks haunt.
And go
sometimes
vote.
Sometimes one never hears
number
of the
one,
composer
vote.
Or
go
in case of painting,
vote.
Painter
we
or
did it
poet,
before with
Abelov.
We could do
whatever,
it again.
Again.
Not just the local, but it would
I wanted also to take the occasion
and,
to
oh
say
my God,
something about
the
Chinese impulse of inwardness.
I got to say special things.
I have a
to
statement here
Damaris,
by the
she
Chinese poet
was with me
Wang Yong.
From,
he was born in 1936.
You know, she's beautiful. That's
in
all I got to say.
In modern times,
and
this is quote,
the
in
support,
modern times,
the
eternity
love they
has
gave
acquired
me,
a new definition. It is
that's
no longer
priceless.
The community of endless
and
time,
of course,
but extreme perfection
oh my God.
And fullness.
Lose. And her team, priceless.
Times,
they were supported,
for the
and
inaccessible
that's what we need for the community to come together.
It
doesn't matter
of its character.
You know, if you know
now,
the person or don't
poet,
know the person, but for justice' sake,
say, end quote there,
we come together
poet,
to fight. To fight for what we believe that is wrong, for a system that is so corrupt,
that exists,
for a
at
system
least
that's
him,
trying to
China, very
pull
close
us
to
down,
Jackson Pollock,
and then. Deprive
and
us with a light, with our loved one,
I want to play
and having you. Everybody standing there fighting,
the,
I am so grateful.
Music by
and of course, you know, my pastors
buddy,
came
by,
pastors Trey Staton, to have the people
Berez
supporting you. You
know
you're not alone. When you're standing there
and
you look around, you see
Denver,
people that's there for you, it makes you
want to
fight
us.
Even harder.
Jim Tenney. Did the music
now, some of
the
your family was
made,
also showed up with you as well. I
met
one of your
New
other
York
sons
City,
and
both of us
yeah.
searched
and
out
niece,
Edgar Berez and John
James,
Cage, by the way, at the
mm-hmm.
same
and my
time.
Jamaica. And my daughter-in-law
and,
came in the last day. She
studied
Cynthia
for years
show
with
up
Berez,
for
and in fact,
verdict.
At Berez's
I had
death,
friends that came
named Jim
to support
Tenney,
me, co-workers, friends from school. Yeah.
And as you'll hear for yourself,
it's,
that doesn't
really
mean
painful,
he's imitative.
But
in
we
got to
fight
he did
beyond
work for some
the
time
pain
with electronic music,
and
Jim
continue
did.
To, like I mentioned
in fact,
before, vote,
made
go,
the first
vote.
Setup for
we
synthesizing
need justice.
Sound
we need
at
people
Bell Labs,
in our community.
Job that he got
we need
through,
people in our
Edgar
government
Berez's influence.
To do right by
but,
by us.
But then he returned to orchestral music. And what I want to play
a little while from now. I'm not feeling any less sad. I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. I'm climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people
people are saying, my God, that stuff, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy, if he really does exist, why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally, alone again.
All from the Indians who welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, in a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the healers have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but people know,
and as
people
well,
know
his
it's winter. Winter in America. Nobody knows what to say.
Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. That look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but people know it's winter. It's winter in America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from winter in America.
Okay, so I got a question for y'all. If somebody gave you $200 to go on any show, it don't matter, your favorite show, would you rather do that or would you want to go on a cruise with no money with your significant other?
Whew.
Any show.
You're getting $200 to go on any show or a cruise with no money, unless you got money, with your significant other. On a cruise.
I can't go on a cruise by myself.
No, easy you question. Gotta go.
I gotta go with something. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, my name's Olivia. This is my first podcast, and it's about incarceration. when people outside here, like, I tell my mom all the time, like, you don't understand what I'm going through. And she be like, stop saying that. I do know what you're going through because I'm going through it. No, you're not. Like, I know I love you to death. You're my mom, and I don't want to argue with you right now.
Yeah.
But you do not know what I'm going through. Like, I got to sit up here every day and wake up to these CEO's face.
That's a fact.
I don't get visits because I live 7 hours away from here. Like, I look at my mom, like, well, I want to look at my mom, and I be telling her, like, I want to look at you. Like, I can't look at you every morning that I wake up. Like, I can't see my little brothers and my niece and my sister.
Understand breakage.
Like, my sister would tell me all the time, like, girl, you're still in my memory. I still can see you. I'd be like, but I can't see you, though. Like, you know how long it's been since I've seen your face?
I got 6 watches, I'm ahead of time. I'm going all out, if it's about mine. I'm getting my shine on, I've been on my grind. Feel like I'm different, I'm one of a kind.
I realize I haven't played.
They always say, like, oh, we're locked up too. No, you're not. They be talking about, oh, I'm here. I'm locked up too, just like you. I'm locked up for 8 hours. And I be like, you're not locked up. Like, I'm telling y'all, y'all not locked up. Like, mentally or physically, y'all not locked up. You'll be some good CEOs. Some very
Chinese
good
is probably
CEOs that really care about you. Like,
music that
they
we
really
have
tell you, like, yo, Duga, every time
down,
they come in, they be like, yo, what you doing?
Know
like,
how, very much.
There's some good CEOs,
played,
like, them two right there. Like, I really like them.
We've
like, I'm not gonna lie. They really hold it down. Like, when I was finna get in trouble, they the
really,
ones that stood up for it.
Only be dated somewhere within the Han dynasty.
Therapy and stuff like that.
But one of the most interesting things about it is it's attributed to Lady Wang Xian.
School is okay. We get up and we go there. Sometimes I don't want to be here in school.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just doing it the best. I'm taking my GED in February. So
the best thing you could do
woman
is
composer who
never forget this
to
moment.
Us.
So when you home
across
and you thinking like, you could be like, yo, matter of fact,
she's
the only thing
actually
it's
a Chinese noblewoman who's out of favor with the king.
It really is. Like,
and
I literally sat and just thought
about
this. Like,
singing
3 days
about
ago.
Her grief.
Like,
but
what if
also,
I go home
I hope
and,
you'll
you know, end
hear
up coming back
within
here
this
for
strange
minutes,
kind
like,
of music to our ears.
The, I don't want to be here for 20 years. Like, my niece will be, what,
in
damn near 30.
But also,
like,
what's made her laugh
no,
all this time, her incredible dignity.
Sorry.
How she
the venom
pulls
inside, she
reported
me, she beating on my chest,
grace
do you think it's her heartbeat, flowing through my veins, my pain is my artery, if I'm keeping it together, then it's orderly, we don't mix together
time
like oil getting watery, this venom is my rhythm, so I spit it on Ipa, call it auditory, trying not to answer, when she calling me, she pulled me off the edge, now she's screaming while I'm falling deep, drowning in my tears while I fall asleep, now I'm sipping just to fall asleep, wakes me up at the cooler, three. Venom a blunt in the cup that's supporting me. Who knew I could be so hard to be used by myself? Gotta please the heat on my knees, bowing to hell, trapped in a mental cell, spitting, getting venom, venom, venom.
What's the food you miss the most? Seafood lover?
Yes.
See, that's like, when I hear people talk about shrimp and crab legs, I be getting like jealous because I'm wild allergic to that stuff. But from what I hear, it's smack. Like, everybody's always telling me, like, yo, shrimp, lobster, and I be like,
it's so good.
Is there any food that you get from like the mess hall here that just be hitting? Like,
the chicken patties.
The chicken patties. The halal joints?
The halal chicken.
That's a fact.
Yes, like, oh my, that's what we got tonight. Like,
that's a fact. Them things be hitting.
Yes, and they, what else?
Them things be hitting.
They be having some, like, mashed potatoes. Them things be, they be all right, but they send down butter, too. So
I y'all be getting the grilled cheese still here?
Steak grilled cheese.
With them hard joints?
Yes.
These dumb hard, right?
Yes.
Fake
grilled cheese, and then they don't even have American cheese. They give us white cheese.
Oh, y'all be getting a breakfast pizza?
Oh, breakfast pizza, nope.
They don't give y'all the breakfast pizza no more.
Nope, we only get the pizza in the afternoon, and I don't even like that. Like,
that breakfast pizza be hit. There will be thousands of people on the walkway early in the morning going to get that breakfast pizza.
Yeah, but we don't even like the females. We don't get a mess hall.
Oh, nah?
No, the guys only have a mess hall. We don't get a mess hall. We got to go get chow every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Where you get it from?
The gate.
The gate word?
That little cart that's out there?
You got to go out there in the cold grass. See, this is what your listeners want to hear.
In the rain and the snow. Like, I want to do this when I'm older, too. I'm going to prisons and talk to people. More like detention centers and talk to young girls. mm-hmm. not like people like me.
The Lady Wong Xiang. Yeah, you're trying to get them when they're young.
Yeah, like 13, 14, 15, even 16. Some 16-year-olds that's going to OCFX and not.
That's okay. You could do that. I'm telling you, there's avenues for all that.
I think that's going to be my only problem, though, going behind that gate.
Nah, it's tough. Like, it's
players of that.
You get used to it, though. I'm surprised like I got used to it.
I
want to
contrast that with
I just want to work for young people.
Statement on modernism by a Chinese.
Maybe tell them
poet.
My story and how they shouldn't go on that path. Yeah, I'm gonna help them. Maybe they don't have a good situation at home, like
the poet whose statement I read is
in the community or
Wang
at school,
Yong.
Or maybe they can't buy clothes and shoes.
That has to do with being
help them out. Maybe be a mentor.
The king, as was the case with Our Lady, but disfavored or estranged from the whole culture. This is a more modern theme.
What is a favorite memory from home?
Variation.
Okay, when my mom first got her house, that is a real question. You don't get asked that too many times. And when I was home, when my mom first got her house,
in the dark
me and
my
friends, we all went over there.
I am inert.
And my mom came, like, my mom used to be so quiet and like, because we used to go through a lot of stuff and she never used to trust anybody. And the real her just came out. And I loved it.
So
that was my
endearing.
Best memory. All my little brothers and sisters was there. But that was my best memory.
If I rage, if in the dazzling sunlight I look hard at a fresh-cropped girl, if I
right.
hurry
hey,
among the
crowd, hey, y'all,
this
is a podcast on incarceration,
I am only a heap
and
of boring
I'm Olivia.
Some
oh, featuring the track
trembling.
Venom by
I
Dez, mixed by
so
Jen Cutler. Interstitial.
And
music from Time by The Baby.
Equally unpleasant.
Right. How do you say that? Like,
you are only a number of
this radio broadcast and podcast project is a part of Wave Farms Radio for Open Ears Workshop Series at the Hudson Correctional Facility led by Kamal Johnson, Adolfo Lopez, and Galen Joseph Hunter, and made possible by Creativity Work in New York State.
It is in your conceited generosity. It is in your low price superiority.
If you're willing to listen, they're willing to help you guys come in. Yeah, because it's not too many people that come in here and are willing to work with us or me. So I really appreciate it.
So endearing. Well, estrangement is always terribly painful.
That was awesome.
That was the best take.
Yeah.
I got six watches. I'm ahead of time. I'm going all out. If it's about my.
You have been listening to radio and sounds created by the 16 and 17-year-olds participating in Wave Farms Radio for Open Ears workshops,
I try to work
which were
with
held
film
weekly
as an
at the Hudson
art,
Correctional Facility,
and I don't
2019
really,
through March 2020. This program was made possible by Creativity Works New York State, a regrant partnership of Carnegie Hall and the New York
I've
State
made a
Council
living
on
lecturing,
the Arts.
And
thank
I
you for
have
listening.
A lot of friends who have, and one whom I want to share with you, off the tape made years ago, filmmaker Peter Cavalcade. His films are shown on the Monday night evening program LA. In the Fine Arts Building from time to time. He was raised
so he's
Vienna,
leaving the life
Vienna, Austria. In order
he's
to
come
escape
to
being part of the Hitler Youth Program.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
What's
and
left of his world.
And so they mentioned getting into that organization, which was then almost
the world he left behind.
Branch of the Hitler Youth.
Not so long
so that
back ago.
The world is his.
superstar.
Really?
Superstar.
But he didn't get far.
But he sure found out the hard way. The dreams don't always come true. Oh, no. So he burned all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh, yes, he did. He said it would. Said he's going back to find,
ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Ooh,
yeah, not gonna be with him. Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
Ooh,
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
$5,000.
And also ended up, maybe having a certain sound, it's very strong.
We're talking with Gloria Matara, who is one of the state co-chairs of the Green Party of New York State. We are taping this on Wednesday. At this point, Governor Cuomo has not agreed to resign, despite everyone on the planet, including President Biden, calling him to resign. But Gloria, what was the Green Party's reaction to this report detailing sexual harassment the Attorney General released on Governor Cuomo?
Thanks for having me, Mark. Our response, which came out yesterday, was similar to every other response, which was shocking, in some ways not surprising. It was clearly a indication that the Cuomo is a sexual predator. Can't use any other softer words than that. And that it just really highlighted, I think, a longstanding executive administration under Cuomo that was bullying, uses intimidation, uses retaliation, because obviously the governor was not able to conduct behavior without people on his highest levels of staff being privy to it and trying to protect him.
Now, the reality is that sexual harassment has been par for the course for state legislators in Albany for decades, if not centuries. And the old saying being, whatever happens above the Tappan Zee Bridge, you don't have to report. It's cleaned up a little bit in recent years, but, what does it say about the culture of the Democrats and Republicans that, bullying by political leaders is glorified, which has, and sexual harassment is sort of treated as an entitlement for elected officials.
Well, it shows business as usual with the two parties of war in Wall Street. Let's remember that I think it was in 2018 that Cuomo himself really tightened up sexual harassment laws, making sure that there was training available and was required, which I understand he, of course, didn't bother to participate in. And I think it just goes along with the dominance of this two-party system. If you think about it, in New York, really it's a one-party town in terms of really being controlled by the Democrats, who have really not, I think, taken up any really meaningful practice around legislation, even after the Me Too movement really became very prominent in the mainstream, across the country. And I also think that, obviously this is egregious, and, many of us, all of us stand with these women that came forward. It must have been very difficult for them to do that. And to hear the governor yesterday in his videotaped response, basically gaslighting some of these women, kind of denying things, changing things around. I mean, that is just typical of what happens in situations with whether it's women, whether it's people of color, where someone says, sorry, the apology ends up being like, sorry, your face got in the way of my frisbee, right? When you're at the park. I mean, it's just, there's really no understanding and no recognition that this is prominent in the workplace. It's not just obviously government too. Those of us that are women in the workplace, and also women in higher leadership positions in political organizations, have to face this. And it's really scandalous that the legislature has not been standing up. I mean, not now, obviously they're taking up and moving along with the impeachment hearings.
Now, Governor Cuomo, in the middle of the night, during the height of the COVID epidemic, used his power to push through legislation in the state budget that basically eliminated the Green Party as what's called an official political party in New York State. People ask me all the time, the Green Party's dead, right? It doesn't exist any longer. So how do you respond to that, and what are the Greens doing to try to get that official party status back?
Well, for all your listeners, the Green Party does exist. If you are a registered Green, you continue to be a registered Green, and you can register in the Green Party in New York State. What that what that law did, which I think is, you know, goes along with Cuomo as someone who retaliates and controls and intimidates, was to really raise the stakes, the criteria in the election law for parties to be able to get on the ballot and remain as a ballot status party. So right now, the Green Party, along with the Libertarian Party, were unable to meet that criteria, which kind of happened, as you said, in the middle of the night in the budget. It really had nothing to do with COVID and COVID emergency and what the governor was trying to accomplish at that time. It was once again his opportunity to basically, you know, control a situation and eliminate opponents that he didn't like. And so that means that the Green Party right now will not be on the ballot as a ballot status party. We are subject to collecting, you know, many, many more signatures to get a candidate on the ballot, and then to be able to continue to be a ballot status party again, have to get 2% or 120,000 votes for our gubernatorial candidate in 2022. And given the other onerous election laws in New York State, that is a big hurdle to overcome. We are suing the Board of Elections, so we are in the middle of a legal battle. We have been speaking about this on other political shows. We are mobilizing our members. We are really mounting a campaign to be able to change this. And I think this may be a good time for the state legislature to take a look at this law and overturn it. And let's get rid of all the trash that Cuomo brought us while he was being a predator for these young women who worked for him or were, you know, among his midst.
And in fact,
now, I know that you, as a healthcare professional and the Green Party as a political movement, has been supporting Medicare for all, I would say forever, for decades. And that you spoke at one of the big Medicare for all rallies, National Day of Action, that recently took place. And yet that somehow, despite having allegedly majority sponsorship in both the Senate and Assembly, has still failed to pass in New York State. What needs to happen to actually make healthcare right in America and restart in New York State?
Yeah, I was really honored to speak at the New York City rally a couple of weekends ago. We marched from Washington Square Park to City Hall, had a very spirited rally with people there, from doctors to activists to young people. And well, what needs to happen in New York is passing the New York Health Act. There's been a lot of support for the New York Health Act. In fact, I think more support this time around than the other couple of years it was introduced. But, you know, what happens is the way the legislature is controlled, right, by the two leaders, Stuart Cousins and Hastie, is they wouldn't even let that come to a vote. You know, we've heard Governor Cuomo say, oh, well, I will sign something like if it comes to me. But clearly this is being held back by the Democratic leadership. And whether that is for pressure from some of the unions that may not support this, or it's, you know, kind of in their own special interest, because remember, pharmaceutical companies and health insurance companies give a huge amount of donations to both Democrats and Republicans. In fact, Chuck Schumer, if we want to talk about it on the national level, is one of the largest recipients of pharmaceutical and health insurance company donations. So he's certainly not a friend of getting single-payer health care, Medicare for All bill passed on the national level. And so when, you know, right now the Democrats are kind of tinkering around with this, I think Biden wants to tinker a little bit with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. They're actually debating whether they should lower the eligibility for Medicare from 65 to 60 or 55, and maybe add dental and vision coverage. Well, doing that is not health justice. Health justice is making health care for everyone who lives in this country, which can well afford it, an affordable, accessible right. You know, healthcare should be a human right. We shouldn't be tinkering with, can we add a little bit of coverage here and a little bit of coverage for those people? Because that is, you know, basically, it's racist Brackage. System. We saw this during COVID. It really came to light. This is something that we've all been fighting for decades. And it seems clear that our elected leaders are not taking the lead on this.
Lori Mataro, co-chair in the Green Party of New York State, website,
and I guess GPNY.org for New York, GP Chronicles.org for the National Kenneth Report. Patchen.
Thank you very much, Gloria Mataritis, reading Mark Dunley for the Hudson
from his
Hall
journal,
Radio
which
Network.
I'm going to play every time until we've heard all of those selections that he put on the tape, because they're so meaningful. Kenneth Patchen reading from the journal about the human life. Piece of the journal for today. Distinguishes an art of any kind is a beginning recognition that there is no simple communication, so that the song can also exist in itself. Everyone knows how lonely people are in our time because a lot of people are but it's always been an imperative. Those very strong, almost church militant Gregorian chants that begin this broadcast are also intrinsically lonely. And/or, I would like to play for you one of the songs of the Auvergne. These beautiful pieces were arranged from Basque folk songs by Joseph Cantalobi, and in this case, sung by Natania Davra. Orchestra conducted by Pierre Delaroche in a Vanguard record that indeed still may be available. The piece that's always been the most beautiful to me is the Shepherd's Song of the Auvergne Hills, and I give just a little sense of what's being sung. Quote, Shepherd across the river, you don't seem to be afraid. Sing the bolero. Shepherd, the meadow is in bloom. Come over here to sing the bolero. The grass is greener on this side. You come here, bolero. Shepherd, the stream separates us, and I can't cross it. Sing the bolero. Else has dramatized human separation, human instruments separated from each other, plus they're reaching out to each other in the most tender lyric ways. And the hold, the only real hold we have on each other, that playwright is usually, in my opinion, considered to be Tennessee Williams, who died this year. And I'd like to play a little section from his last movie.